UDOT Project Manager John Montoya is pleased with how many people turned out to give input on the noise mitigation wall project on westbound I-80 near Jeremy Ranch. It'll soon be voted on by those property owners adjacent to the highway. They're considered benefited receptors, and according to Montoya, they total about 24 to 27 property owners. 75% of those people will need to vote for the wall in order for it to be installed during the spring-summer of 2018. The noise wall project is an outcome of a road widening project slated to begin in the spring of 2018.
We did study current noise levels from Jeremy Ranch to Lamps Canyon, and then we modeled basically with the future addition, and then we compared that against our policy, both on existing noise and additional noise, and this is the only area within those limits that we found met both the reasonable and feasible criteria in our noise policy.
Dave Shannon, a noise expert from the engineering firm H.W. Lochner, presented details of highway noise impacts. The three considerations, he says, are feasibility, safety, and reduction of noise by at least 5 decibels. Once that baseline is met, they proceed with more detailed study, ending with the voting process.
As we start to look at the effects of different height of barrier on what the noise levels would be, we want to achieve meaningful noise reduction. Meaningful is on the order of 7 to 10 decibels. Utah has defined their reduction goal as 7 decibels at a minimum of 35% of the front row properties.
Montoya says the wall would run 3,200 linear feet, and the cost is contained by the state at $20 a square foot.
Once we calculate a certain threshold that the wall should mitigate, we aim for about a 7 decibel reduction in noise. We also place it against a financial measurement, which is $20 a square foot, and we calculate that out. And if the noise mitigation is above a $20 a square foot, $360 a linear foot cost, then it can be determined that it's unreasonable to build the wall based on cost.
Pinebrook homeowner Joan Mills says she at first was opposed to the project, but learned a lot at the meeting that has since swayed her opinion.
So I've sort of altered my opinion on the wall, even though I'm not going to look at it from my house. I live halfway up Pinebrook. I was concerned about the refracted noise that we're going to get up there, because from what I've experienced in Olympus Cove, it got much louder after they put the sound walls in. They do say there's a coating that they can put on the wall, but they didn't know if they would be doing that or whatever to reduce it even more. The purpose is to help those people that are living there.
Opinions of property owners in Jeremy Ranch diverge, and UDOT will continue to take feedback on the site udot.utah.gov/renovateI80.com. Ballots will be mailed to property owners at the end of June. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.